the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Damon Runyon is acknowledged as one of the great writers to come out of 20th century America. Runyon's short stories are almost always told in the first person by a narrator who is never named and whose role is unclear. He knows many gangsters and has no job that can be gleaned from his musings, nor does he admit to any criminal involvement. He is a bystander, an observer, an average street corner Joe. Runyon described himself as being known to one and all as a guy who is just around. That line seems to say a lot about Runyon and his life. It was like you were with him on some street corner hustle or some shady dive, and he was filling you in on all the angles, all the gossip, all of life. He was who so many people wanted to be with, or so many people wanted to be. Of course, the cliche about newspaper men and writers is that they are heavy drinkers, chain smokers, gamblers, and obsessively chase women with a sideline in the gathering of stories and facts, and actually getting something written just before the deadline hits. That seems like Damon Runyon and his life summed up in one sentence. His stories became legendary ways of looking that bit differently at America, of soaking up the atmosphere of a glamorous and rip-roaring age and distilling it into black and white type, or in our case, the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Here's our first story.
The Damon Runyon Theatre. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theatre brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, A Piece of Pie. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. Well, it is during the race meeting at Suffolk Downs, and I am there with Harry the Horse. We do ourselves a little good. In fact, more than a little good. And I am feeling fine. When into our hotel room comes Harry and says...
Broadway, are you here?
Where else would I be, Harry? What is the matter?
I just put us in the way of winning an even 10 grand.
Huh? But what is the name of the horse?
It is no horse. It is a human being.
What? Harry, who enters a person in the races?
You do not understand. This is a sure thing.
Harry, where is the money we win on the Gigi's?
I put it up as a forfeit for our man to appear.
Appear? Appear where? Doing what? Harry, do not stand there just looking at me. Speak to me. Where is our scratch?
Broadway, do not worry. It is as good as wheat in the bin. Now sit down and I will tell you what happens.
So Harry the Horse makes me sit down and tells me what happens. And what it is and what happens later, I will tell you in a minute.
And now back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, A Piece of Pie.
Well, like I say, Harry makes me sit down and he starts to tell me what he is talking about.
I am having lunch, Broadway. Lobster. Broiled lobster at that little place where a broiled lobster is very good. You know, the place you like.
Harry, get off the lobster and come to the point. I ask you again before I cook you, where is our money?
That is what I am trying to tell you. You will not let me proceed.
I will give you 10 seconds, of which 9.5 are gone.
Take it easy. Well, like I say, I am eating the broiled lobster when I overhear a conversation going on at the next table. Now, ordinarily and usually, I do not listen. I do not approve of eavesdropping. Do you?
I approve of murder. I have a victim.
Who? Where is the scratch? Oh. Well, I hear one character say that he knows somebody who is able to out-eat anybody else in the world. Now, I know that this is a foolish thing to say because, well, who do we know that is the greatest eater in the world?
Huh? Why, nicely, Jones.